Finwell.
And I'm Sean Breswell.
And this is episode 10 of Wilson Arts and Beyond, a podcast by Wilson Arts in Wilson, North Carolina. Today we're going to be talking with the director and a couple cast members from Act for Youth's production of Oliver. Excited to talk about Act for Youth's production of Oliver. Today we have with us two of the actors, Faith Wagner, who plays Oliver, and Ashley Beeman, who plays Bette. We also have with us the director of the show, David Winstead. So welcome to the show, you guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
So David, first, can you tell us a little about yourself and what you do, and then can you speak about the show and maybe what it's about?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm David Winstead. I am a graduate of New York University's Tisch School of the Arts, Playwrights Horizons Theater School. Yes, it is all that wordage. It takes a while to say. I've gotten used to it. I've been directing since college. It's what my focus was in my degree program. This is the third Act for Youth show I've directed. Also directed Cinderella for the Wilson Arts Summer Musical this past summer, and going to go on and plug it now because I'll be directing Sound of Music for the Wilson Arts Summer Community Musical this summer. So looking forward to that. Look out for auditions in May. Yes, I'm going to hype everything I can. I've also directed for Playhouse. I've worked with Theater at Barton and have done productions with the Singer Studio, where I am the teacher of acting, and also work with the singers over at the Singer Studio. So that's me. Oliver is just a kind of oddball musical that exists with taking a classic Dickens tale, but putting kind of that flair of that post-golden age musical to it, where the chords aren't always what you expect. It gets a little out there. It's not afraid to be a little bit dark and scary, but at the same time keeps that kind of golden heart to it that, you know, really is what makes musicals musicals. So I think that covers enough. We'll talk more later, but yeah.
Now we're going to talk to the actors for a few minutes. So Ashley, where do you go to school and what grade are you in?
I go to Fike High School and I am in 11th grade.
You like it there?
See,
awesome. And Faith, same question for you.
I go to Fike and I'm in 9th grade.
Freshie.
So can each of you talk to us about your character? Faith, we can start with you because everybody should know the name of your character.
I play Oliver.
Twist.
He's an orphan. He's had a pretty sad life, I'd say, but he's still pretty like spunky, so that's kind of fun. Yeah, it just gets it gets more sad. He has some happiness in there, but not a lot.
Yeah, it's a limited capacity.
Yeah.
Of happiness.
So Ashley, who do you play?
I play Bette, unknown last name, maybe to be determined. So she is Nancy's little puppy dog, is kind of what I'd call her. She follows her around, looks up to her, although she knows a little bit that she is not supposed to end up like Nancy. And since Nancy is sort of gone the way of the bad things, the alleyway things, and kind of has a bad relationship that she's not really aware of or doesn't want to talk about with Bill Sykes. So, yeah.
So can you guys kind of speak to what made you want to be a part of this show and maybe if what made you want to be even your character?
Girl, it's your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to be in the show because I've done shows before and they were fun. I just like being like a part of it, like being a part of something with a bunch of people. Like talking to them, getting to perform something with them, like alongside them. And it makes it makes a lot of nice memories. I went out for Oliver in particular because, I mean, why not?
You're little.
Do you know how many shows you've been in, or at least when you started doing theater?
Not really. I think I started theater in like the sixth grade. So,
okay.
What was your first show with Act for Youth?
My first show was Once on This Island.
It was also my first show.
Were we water?
Yeah, we were water.
Yes, I remember that.
So, Ashley, how about you?
Well, I decided to do Oliver for the same reasons as Faith, and I'm sure we can both agree that it's not really about the role that we got, although we're very happy with our roles. I'm very happy with my role personally. And it really just is about the community that we've created for ourselves at the theater. And it's not about, like, it's not like at school where there's drama and things like that. We're all just really friendly for the most part and happy with each other. And it's something that we can, theater is just something that we can use to, you know, entertain the community and just show off our talents and things like that. So
what have y'all enjoyed the most about the process of putting on this particular show? And has anything kind of surprised you throughout the process or anything different from other shows?
I think there's a lot of like new people this show.
Yes.
There's been definitely a lot of new faces. And I think it was really interesting to see like some people I'd never met before. Cause usually when I do shows, it's like, oh, I know these people. So it was kind of cool to get to know them. And I think that they've like made friends. And I think that was really nice to see.
Yeah. Like, it's really nice to watch some of the people come out of their shell. Mm-hmm. And like, that's what theater does to people is it brings out like your better self and your more social self, because it is just a place where you can be comfortable. And that's what we all want it to be. So the people that have already been there, that's what they're trying to do. And I think we've succeeded with these new people. Yeah. So
yeah, it's always fun to see new people come out.
David, how do you feel about putting this show together? And do you have any thoughts on it and the experience?
This has been a ride, man. we started this process with, we had our auditions for the show back before Thanksgiving. And then we started the week after Thanksgiving, we started rehearsals. From the very beginning, this show has really been blessed in a lot of ways. Act for Youth, working with the program, there's always an incredible amount of talent that comes out for auditions. But this is the first time I've had the experience of just there wasn't anybody that was bad. Anybody that wasn't cast, not put in tech, it was not because they weren't good enough. It's because, you know, there's always number caps, but it was just such an immense amount of talent. And then getting to work with this group and not just the group that's normally around for Act for Youth shows, that core group, but so many new faces. And one of the greatest things is our age range in this is from age 5 to I think our oldest is 19 working on this show, which is just insane. And everyone is working so hard we had a snowstorm. We missed some rehearsal. We're still dealing with, you know, this is, you know, with flu and COVID, you know, these are things that are just part of the world, but this cast has just pulled together and said, okay, well, we'll just do the work. We're going to come together. We're going to make it happen. Nothing can stop this group. They're just adversity does nothing to them. And the show is in great shape now. And we've still got a week as of recording of rehearsal to just get even better. And I can't say enough about the work of music director Corey Whaley and choreographer Caitlin Hill and our costumer Donna Beeman and Michelle Hill. They are just the whole team from top to bottom. And then, you know, the support of Sean and then Seth has been helping out with the stage managers across the board. The support on this show has been incredible. And I think when you come and see it, that's you're going to see the product of a lot of people's love, a lot of people's work, and just a lot of heart that we have in this arts community.
Awesome. So without giving away too much that you might not want the audience to know yet, is there any part of the show that you guys are particularly excited about?
Okay, who wants to go first?
I really like the big group dances that we all do together. I think they're really like energetic and fun, and I think like people from all ages enjoy like doing them.
Which one's your favorite?
My favorite is Be Back Soon. I like that one a lot.
That one's a lot of fun.
I love watching that one. Yeah.
I think you can just like feel the energy of all of us on stage, mm-hmm. just being like having our best like time of our lives.
And also, it's just choreographed very well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The choreography is so fun on that one. And watch you guys. I kind of want to get there and do it with you guys.
Yeah. There's literally people backstage like doing it with you guys and trying to learn it.
And I think that's always the calling sign of just something that's good and fun.
And also, it's just a happy little tune. Yeah. I mean, yes. Where can you go wrong with that? People are going to be humming it in the lobby after they see the show.
Yeah. So, Ashley, what's your favorite thing?
Oh, my favorite?
Favorite moment or thing in the show?
Personally, I don't know, just Oompa-Pa. Just something about Oompa-Pa.
Oh, it's
in a very short rundown that doesn't spoil. Well, I guess it doesn't really spoil anything because the number really is just about Nancy entertaining bar guests, and it's almost like I could consider it a foreshadowing. I mean, it's a really like upbeat, happy moment, but things are going to go downhill, and it's kind of like the last time you see some true like fun and happiness in that
it's that last moment before the before everything just kind of starts falling apart. Yeah. So yeah. And it's the act two opener, so it's, you know, and Be Back Soon is really the act one closer. So, I mean, you guys are talking about the things that bookend are, you know, on either side of intermission. So I'm going to talk about my favorite thing, my absolute favorite thing, the thing I look forward to every night because it involves pretty much everybody in the company, is the song Who Will Buy?
Oh, yes.
It is just in terms of the music, the choreography, and then there's a scene within the song. And just across the board, everybody in that number, it just comes together in such a beautiful way that last night in rehearsal, I was like very close to tearing up, just closing my eyes and hearing it, just hearing the work. So it's and I think we're still leaving out another 10, 20 moments that I know for me that I love just because it's so good and everybody is really putting their all into it.
Yeah, and it really just shows like every little thing that we have to offer in just a short amount of time. I mean, dance, music, acting, it's all there.
Stage combat.
Oh, yes. Also stage combat.
Yes.
So, you know, I have a little bit of input in picking the shows, but I've never seen Oliver before. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing you guys do it.
Because
my favorite. I'm involved with it. I kind of can see what's happening, but I try not to pay attention to the rehearsals too much so I can actually watch the show and enjoy
you're
it.
You're in
so
for a treat because the I'm one other thing I'll say it. That is really exciting, and I think it's an odd thing to be really excited for is Damien's performance as Bill Sykes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He is so good at that.
Yes.
I mean, villains are always hard. But he does a really...
Not really for Damien, though.
Well, no. It's the truth of it actually is for the people who play villains the best are usually, you know, some of your nicest, kindest-hearted people.
Yeah.
And Damien is just doing some beautiful work, and I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Awesome. Yep. So let's take a step back. So what keeps you guys coming back to Act for Youth? I mean, I guess it's a local place to do theater at, but... Is there anything particular about Act for Youth you really enjoy, appreciate?
The people. I really
It's
like.
Always the people.
It's always the people. Yeah. I love it. It's like, I feel like there's
it's
not.
It's such a safe place.
Yeah. There's not a lot of places that I know that like, I'm going to have a fun time there. I'm going to be welcome there. Like, there's not going to be like fighting. There's not going to be like a constant like fear of. Like, what's going to happen?
Like, but, ridicule and things like that. It's just somewhere where
I feel safe.
I feel
there.
Lifted up and I feel like someone's always going to be there for me. And it's something that, like, after school, it's something I actually look forward to and I'm not, like, dreading, which is something that I've personally had a lot of trouble with, like, finding things that I enjoy and finding things that take up so much of my time. And then I figured out I didn't really enjoy it. So why was I doing it? And this is one of those things that's stuck with me since, like, I think fourth grade. So
I think being able to like get support and also be a support in so many different ways, like uplifting others' talents as well as like showcasing your own. I think it's just a really fun and like uplifting environment.
And it's really just, it's a special environment too. I mean, there's not anything in Wilson like it really. And I mean, theater is just a mix of so many different, talents, and there's something there for everybody, especially like when you bring in tech. I mean, you don't have to be a singer or a dancer or an actor to be in theater. You can also do things like lights with technology and sound. So it really just is, there's something out there for everybody in theater, and I feel like a lot of people don't realize that until they come. So
Well, I appreciate, as one of the adults involved, that you guys do take new people under your wings, and nobody's a stranger once they walk in the doors. So I appreciate you guys doing that, and it's not a diva school. Y'all are really everybody's friends with everybody, and we all try to help each other out. It's great.
It's genuine. During notes, you know, if someone gets a good note, there's going to be – people are going to applaud.
Everybody claps.
Everyone claps when someone gets a good note. And, you know, someone has to get a note where something's gone wrong, and they're, you know, a little bit of chastised, like, hey, you didn't know your lines. There's someone right there to lift them up as well. So, I mean, it's always the case with Act for Youth that, you know, the community is built in to be supportive, caring, nurturing, and I, you know, that starts from the top down. And I think that's really something that Will Snarch as a whole is doing really well. And I'm really glad to be a part of it.
We're glad to have you a part of it.
What I love is every time we ask a student or even any of the adults involved in the program is they always, whether they say it or not, the word, they describe a family and people who are there to lift you up or who are there to give you constructive criticism when it's needed, but it's somewhere they feel safe and happy and want to always continue to go back to, which is really awesome.
I mean, weren't both you and David Act for Youth kids?
I was not. I came from Rocky Mount.
Rocky Mount.
Yeah, I was an Act for Youth kid. I started when I was in like fourth, fifth grade, like late elementary school, doing a community, one of the original run community summer musicals, The Music Man, way back when former director of the Arts Council, Barry Page, was Harold Hill, and my mother, Elizabeth Winstead, was Marion. And that was the first show. I was just in the ensemble, but from there it just kind of bit me, and I was in Act for Youth until I graduated high school. Last show I did was Beauty and the Beast.
And I think it says a lot that you came back even after, you know, experiencing things in college. I mean, I feel like a lot of people try to escape.
Well, I'll speak to that a little bit. For me, a goal always was, you know, when I got the opportunity to go to, you know, an elite university and learn from, you know, Broadway directors, actors, Tony winners. From very early on, even at college, I said, you know, one of the main things I want to do more than anything else is I want to go back to where I'm from and I want to give back because I know how much this program and the arts community in Wilson shaped me. And I know how much talent is here. And, you know, for me, it's worth more than anything in the world to be here and to give back. Because, you know, yeah, people do always want to get away from the smaller town, but it's a great place and there are great people. And I get to work with incredible talent every single day.
Thank you.
And I was from Johnston County, so I wasn't in Wilson County. But if I was in Wilson County, I would have graduated the year before Act for Youth started. So I would not have been eligible. So I threw my old man card in there. I did a theater program when I was a teenager in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of got my bug going. So when this job came available, I was like, this is so exciting. This is a very rare thing that happens here that Wilson has. Yeah. So it's an awesome to be a part of it for myself. So what do you guys have looking forward to next? Any particular shows that you know are coming up that you want to be a part of, or any other activities in your lives that you look forward to, or after high school, what would you like to do?
Oh God.
Yeah.
I think I'm most excited to just like see what else I can do, like test myself when it comes to shows, like see, like, I don't know, like explore like whatever type like of characters I can do, like how far my skills can go, like what my own limits are. I'm just excited to see like what else I'm personally able to accomplish.
Is there any particular show you would like to do? Not necessarily the one that you know of coming up, but
no. I mean, not even Act for Youth, maybe like in the far future.
I don't know.
Okay. Ashley?
Did you say Ashlyn?
Ashley.
Okay. I don't know. Probably the most recent thing is, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do Sound of Music if I get into the Governor's School of North Carolina, which I auditioned for this past week, in the visual arts area, not the theater or the music area. I was almost convinced otherwise with both, but I just settled on visual arts since that's something I'm very passionate about, as well as theater. So I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited for the new season of Act for Youth, which will be announced opening night.
Hopefully
opening night.
As long as contracts are signed and everything, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And David refused to tell everybody. So.
They all know I know, and they know I won't say anything.
Because I will not let David tell you.
Because then I don't get to direct. And guys, you know, that's why like lips are sealed. Like,
It's okay. We only have a few more days.
Well, I'll just say, if everything comes to plan, it's going to be an exciting season.
It really is.
Sean and the selection committee, they do a great job of finding really great shows that I think will appeal to both participants and to audiences, and also open up a lot of room for education and, you know, continuing everything that the program does.
Okay, but don't you say that like every time?
Yeah.
Politically, yes.
Yes.
I cannot recall.
The first goal in Act for Youth is to educate. Yeah. If a good show pops out of it, great. But first thing is we want you guys to learn something and have a good time doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
David, how about you? What do you have next or coming up?
Oof. This is the first show for me in a stretch of shows. Right after I get through with this, I get a little bit of a break, and then I'll be directing Steel Magnolias for Playhouse. So those auditions are somewhere in mid-late March after their current production, which they just got cast on Golden Pond. So lots of theater going on in Wilson. Then I think it'll be somewhere around 2 weeks after I finish up that production, we'll be doing auditions for Sound of Music somewhere in that area. So I'm pretty solidly booked now through August, and then we'll see what next season holds with all the various theater companies to see, you know, what my schedule holds then. So yeah, always looking forward to more.
I think there's actually only like a 1 or 2 week period where we're not either in rehearsal for a show or production for a show or something.
Pretty much from when this is over and
through next season.
Yeah,
with summer camps and everything else, so that's exciting. Ooh.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's awesome. It just means there's opportunity. So it means if one opportunity doesn't work out, there's another one right around the corner for everybody. So it's wonderful.
David, you want to tell our listeners how they can when the show is and how they can purchase tickets? Or Sean, or
let me get my calendar. I'll be honest. Let me get the calendar out because we did have a little bit of a change where this was to be our opening weekend, but due to weather, COVID, and these things, and having to miss rehearsals, we did condense to one weekend. So our show is going to open actually next Thursday night. So a Thursday opening night, February 3rd, 7:30 at the Boykin Center. We also run, and that's 7:30 on Thursday the 3rd, Friday the 4th, and Saturday the 5th, and then a 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday the 6th. Tickets, you can get them you can call in Wilson Arts. You can get them on Wilson Arts website. And I believe you should be able to pick them up, buy tickets if you just come into the wonderful new Wilson Arts Center. Check out all the amazing stuff. The exhibit in right now is great. The neon multicolor, awesome, like chill out tree in the one gallery is awesome. Everyone loves it. It's honestly the most cool thing as just a kind of a big just exhibit to see. So yeah, come in and get some tickets and get tickets for, you know, any event going on with Wilson Arts. Gatsby and Gold on March 5th. Going to be a great time. The Moonlight Swing Band is coming to the Arts Center. A little bit older crowd. It's a 21-plus event, but it's going to be great. There's always great things going on. Miniature Masterpieces. Is there anything else I'm forgetting at this point?
I don't think so.
I'm kind of on top of all of the Wilson Arts stuff because that's how great
ABBA
it is.
ABBA Tribute Band coming in March.
Yes, I forgot about that one. How did I forget that?
I don't know. Yeah.
But there's so many things. And then we're also going to be doing a school show on Thursday, February 3rd. So our cast is going to be doing two shows in one day. They are ready for it. They're all acting nervous, but they got this. So if you happen to hear this and your school wants to come, you can still reserve a tickets to come and see the show at $5 a ticket for that. So it's a lower ticket price for that school performance because it's, you know, with schools coming in as a group. So it's going to be a great opportunity because this is based on, you know, Charles Dickens. So it's a great way to connection to literature and history. So I think that covers everything, maybe.
Sweet.
And, of course, the website will be posted in our show notes as usual where you can go purchase tickets. And we hope to see you all what will be this weekend when you're listening to this. So thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Hope to see you there.
Yes. Bye.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this week's episode. As always, we want to thank you and our guests for joining us. We also want to thank Marshall Max Lamont Hamilton for providing our music. Please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast apps. Also, be sure to check out our website, wilsonarts.com, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WilsonArtsNC for the latest information about our events. Thank you for joining us this week, and we'll see you next time.